Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, in a further tragedy this weekend, the community of Buncrana, County Donegal, has been left numb following the deaths of two teenagers who got into difficulty swimming to retrieve a football in Loch Swilly. Emmanuel Familola, who was 16 and from Nigeria, and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda from Zimbabwe were both living with their families in separate international protection centres in Buncrana. Sinn Féin councillor and mayor of Inishowen, Jack Murray, joins me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, I know that the boys had been living with their families in international protection accommodation services in the town, and you visited one of them, I understand. The people there understandably are devastated. Will you tell us a bit about that visit?
Yeah, I visited the Sailor's Rest. IPAS centre where Emmanuel was living. I sat with his mother for some time yesterday, and it was one of the most desperately sad experiences that I've ever witnessed. She was lying in Emmanuel's bed, taking some comfort from the smell of his bed sheets, and just surrounded by friends and loved ones who were just devastated, just everybody weeping. It was just a horrible silence at times, and you just see just how loved that young man was, and obviously his friend Matt too, who was tragically taken. The town of Buncrana, the community across Inishowen, is just absolutely heartbroken today.
Mm-hmm. And everyone has really come together around these two families. I mean, they were both really popular boys from what we've all heard in the last number of hours.
Yeah, look, I didn't know either boy personally, but over the course of yesterday, I spent the entire day just listening to lovely stories and lovely tributes. The one word that kept being used to describe them was respectful, very dignified young men trying to better their lives in their new community. And they very much became part of the fabric of the community. And I called to Cranach College yesterday evening where Matt's friends had gathered, and you could see how popular and how loved he was too. And those poor kids, it's going to take them a long time to try and recover from this if they ever do, because they clearly were very, very loved and very respected young men.
Yeah, and often, you know, as we see when something like this happens, the community really rallies around. And there was a vigil yesterday, wasn't there, where people came out to support the families?
Yeah, and if there's anything positive that could be taken from such a horrible tragedy, was the community showed itself and all the goodness that exists there. The chapel was well full, over capacity. There was a couple of hundred people still outside the chapel, people coming forward in a very silent, dignified and proud way just to tell the families, these two young boys, just that we're with you, we're standing with you, and as a community we'll get through this together.
And I know as well, Jack, you've been involved in coordinating that community response. So what kind of support is being provided now? What is it that you feel you can do?
Well, there is a GoFundMe page that will be launched where people can contribute to support the family. Both schools, both Scolwer and Cranach College, have opened their doors. They're providing counselling services for the friends of both boys. So there'll be endless amount of support that'll come through. But obviously, it's just such a horrendously tragic and difficult time that I don't think we will ever recover from it. But everything that can be done will be done. The community will stand up and be counted when needed.
Well, Jack, thank you so much for talking to us, and we join with you in the community in Inishowen and sending our deepest sympathies to the families of Emmanuel and Matt. That's Councillor Jack Murray, Sinn Féin Mayor of Inishowen.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.